Everyone said, amen. Go ahead and be seated. I'd like you to open your Bibles this morning, if you would, please, to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. And I mentioned this in the first service today that I had prepared a message yesterday and got up early this morning and just wasn't quite satisfied that that is what was for us today. And within an hour's time, the Lord had dictated to me what He wanted said. And I got it down on paper, and now I'm going to deliver to you the assignment that He gave to me in Genesis chapter 1. But let me make this comment first. We had made progress where COVID-19 was concerned. It had begun to slow down, especially here in Texas, and then we saw another wave come through of it. So here we find ourselves in a place where, and I thought this the other day when I went into a place of business with my mask on, and I looked around and I saw all of the people with masks on. And I thought to myself, this is really weird. This is really strange what we're all going through and what we're all experiencing right now. And in the midst of that wave, the Lord began to deal with me. And He talked to me last night. And then into the morning, He said, you need to exercise your dominion and your authority over COVID-19. And He gave me some scriptures. He gave me a declaration that we're going to make at the end. And then He said, You need to teach the people how to maintain a stand in the midst of this. In this that we're dealing with, it is the fight of faith. And it's something that we need to be focused on and to make sure that our faith is in gear where this is concerned. That's what we have to do with everything that we face in our lives. We can't just allow the devil to slip in, discourage us, and keep us back from receiving what rightfully belongs to us in Christ Jesus. So we have our part to play and our part to do. God has His. He's given us the, the weaponry that we need. He's given us the authority. He's given us what is necessary for us to make a stand of faith. And then what we have to do is we keep spiritual pressure on it. We keep the spiritual pressure on it. Excuse me. And so what the Lord ministered to me was that, and I had been thinking about this and praying over this, that we must make a stand and hold to it. Hold to it until we see this thing done and not back off. So in one form or another, here in the upcoming weeks, that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be taking our stand. And the principles that I'm teaching you, you need to apply them to your own life and to your own situation. I know that there's some of you, you're believing for healing. You're believing for finances. You're believing for family restoration. You're believing for a number of things. And it's very easy to start to make a stand of faith. And then if you don't see change right away, or things come up and you get discouraged, you begin to back away. We cannot do that. We cannot do that where this is concerned. And you cannot do that where your own lives are concerned. We must hold fast to our faith until we see the desired result manifested in our lives. So we keep a spiritual pressure on it. There's a persistence about this. We've talked about bulldog faith in the past and how that bulldog bites down on a bone and will not let go. Somebody trying to pull it away and he will not let go of it. And we have to do the same thing. We must be aggressive. We must be determined. We must be persistent in our stand of faith. We are an occupying army on this earth. And the devil still is endeavoring to have an operation around us. That's why we've been given the dominion and the authority that we have. I'm done with this. I'm done with this. And I know that you are done with it. Enough is enough. Now, the Tarrant County order is that we're going to be wearing masks until August the 3rd, and I'm complying with that. That's not hindering my faith. I put my mask on by faith and believe God. But I'm telling you, when a spiritual operation like this, and it goes into operation, there is an acceleration, a major acceleration that takes place. And by golly, you and I, as a church, and those of us that are watching us, we have to have the attitude, we're done. We're done. We're done with this. So, there were some scriptures that the Lord gave me that I wanted to give to you. Genesis chapter 1, and starting in verse 26, I'm going to read verses 26 and 27. God said, "Let us make man in our image." One translation said, "an exact duplicate in kind, after our likeness. Let them have dominion." Say dominion. "Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Now notice the words that are used after the word dominion. Dominion over. Dominion over. And the word dominion in the Hebrew, here are some of the words that describe that word dominion. To tread down, to put in subjection over, to prevail against, and to rule and reign. You know, the physical body, this is my body. I have dominion over it based on this scripture here. I've got dominion over my body. I speak to it. I tell it what to do. I tell it how it's going to feel. I tell it what it needs to do in terms of staying well and staying whole. That's what we do. And as a body, we have dominion over everything, every curse that comes against us. So we are to rule and reign. And I'll read this scripture to you. This is Psalm 8:6, talking about the angels were speaking. What is this man that you love him, that you visit him, that you care for him so much? And they said, "You made him to have dominion over the works of your hands." One translation says, "You let us rule everything your hands have made, and you put all of it under our power." So that's the dominion power that we do have. Now, in verse 26 in the Amplified, it says, "Let them have complete authority." Say complete authority. Not partial authority, not authority over some things and having authority over others. He said here in the Amplified, "Let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and the tame beasts, and over all of the earth, and over everything that creeps upon the earth." God didn't just give man complete authority when he created him. He created man with complete authority. It wasn't something that was added later on. It is something that was part of the creation of man to have that on the inside of him. Precedent was set with Adam. And now, you and I, as believers, have complete authority over all of the enemy's works. Complete authority over it. Complete dominion over it. And in verse 28, God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful, multiply." The word multiply means increase. "Replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." Look at the word subdue. That's one of the things that God spoke to man. First thing, First thing, first words. Phrase one, be fruitful. Phrase two, multiply. Phrase three, replenish the earth. Phrase four, subdue it. Subdue it. I heard somebody preach many years ago about the word subdue and this whole subduing it. And what they said was, if it gets out of line, put it back. You need to start feeling this on the inside. That needs, the faith of God needs to start rising up on the inside of you. We're not going to live like this. We're not going to live separated from one another. Don't get used to it. See up and over it. See on over. Beyond it. Even though we're in it, even though we're walking through it, this is our defining moment. Brother Seville preached that message during the tent meeting. Our defining moment. This is the moment that defines who we are. This is the moment that that is defining what character we have and the kind of people that we are. We are believers. And we are strong believers. And we use that dominion and we use that authority. And I really do sense that when we do that, when we take our stand of faith and operate exactly the way He asked us to operate, I believe the Lord is pleased with that. I believe He's pleased when He sees His children doing things that are outstanding exploits in the kingdom of God. I was sitting there at the tent meeting, listening to my son preach, and just absolutely amazed at what he was doing. And if that's a father, a humanly father can do that, how much more will the heavenly Father do that? I sat there and listened and watched my daughter sing. My daughter can sing. And I'm a proud dad over them. And I really believe the Lord is the same way. When He sees His people in the midst of something like this and they rise up. They rise up. We should be like in those movies when the mob rises up and they grab their pitchforks and they grab their torches and they've had enough of that evil enemy that's tried to come to town and take over, ran the sheriff off, and they have enough. And they just take up their weapons and they march into town and they run him out of town. We got to run the devil out of town. Run him out of town. Give me a mob sound. Hold up your pitchforks and your torches. Run him out of town. That's the way we should be in the realm of the Spirit. We are, and I'll give Pastor John the credit for this one. I was making all kinds of notes when he was talking today. We are the governing body on this earth. We call the shots. We call the shots. Say this after me. We have dominion and complete authority over coronavirus. Turn to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3, that was the first scripture that the Lord gave to me to get. I'm telling you, it came fast and furious this morning. When I was, when I woke up, I just wasn't quite satisfied with what I had on my desk upstairs. And I sat down and here it comes. Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Gloria Copeland says the curse is everything bad. Everything bad that the devil has. That's what the curse is. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. So that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit. Everything that God promised Abraham belongs to us. Spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, in every way. We have been redeemed from the curse of the law. Deuteronomy, turn quickly to Deuteronomy, chapter 28, Deuteronomy 28, and Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14. That's the blessing of the Lord. And we read the blessing. We appreciate the blessing. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. Brother Copeland read the blessing of Abraham over Pastor Terry and me when we got married in 1977. And this scripture has spoken to both of us ever since. That's our scripture. It is our scripture. The Lord shall make you plenteous in goods. The Lord shall open unto you his good treasure. But then you come to the end of that, and starting in verse 15, through the rest of it, it's the curse of the law. And you need to read it. Why? Because you need to know what you've been redeemed from. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law. And if you look at verse 61, it says, every sickness, every plague, not written in the book of the law. That is what the curse does. The Lord doesn't put it on you. He doesn't have it to put on you. But when you step away from that covering, when you step away from that place of protection, that's when the devil can start pouring that on you. But you need to know and understand by revelation and understanding that you have been redeemed from the curse of the law. And that is in verse 61, every sickness, say every sickness, every disease, and every plague. And even that which is not written in the book. So COVID-19 is part of that. Say this after me. We've been redeemed from the curse of COVID-19. I'm redeemed from COVID-19. I am free from it. I am delivered from it. Third scripture. Look with me at Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Number one, we've got authority and dominion over this thing. Authority and dominion. Number two, we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. You've been redeemed from the curse of the law. You don't have to put up with it. You don't have to stand for it. You stand on the word of God. You believe God. For whatever it is you're standing for, you've been redeemed from lack. You've been redeemed from death. You've been redeemed from sickness and disease. All of those things are part of the curse. Now, you and I have been given a name which is above the name of COVID-19. Look with me, verse 10 of chapter 2, Philippians 2, verse 10, or verse 9 rather. It says, wherefore God has highly exalted him and has given him a name which is above every name. I remember when I first learned about this. It was 1978 when I first learned about this. I was traveling with Brother Copeland that during that time. I've been working for the ministry. And he took, I don't know, it must have been 6 months to a year teaching on the name which is above every name. And I got totally immersed in it. Just the whole entire concept and teaching of the name of Jesus. There's a name which is above every name. Is COVID-19 a name? Yes. Well, in verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of things or names in heaven, or things or names in earth, or things or names under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Coronavirus is a name, and it is under the name of Jesus. And as we use that name of Jesus proficiently and by faith, whether it's coronavirus or whatever is going on, that name is above the name. And I believe that where our own jurisdiction is concerned, and that's Tarrant County and Wise County, I'm saying, I'm declaring the name of Jesus over this. I declare the name of Jesus over it. It has to leave. It has to leave. It has to leave Tarrant County. It has to leave Wise County. You leave us in the name of Jesus. You depart from us in Jesus' name. And I see it. I see it. I see what God has done in placing churches in all of these cities. And I can see what the devil's tried to do to shut down the word of God. But he can't do it. He can't do it. He can't stop us. We are a force that cannot be stopped. It cannot be hindered. It cannot be shut down. It says in Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it. The righteous run into it. I want you to stand up right now. We are going to make together, and this is what the Lord gave me. He gave me those three scriptures, and then he gave me something to declare. It's so important to speak the word. So important. You remember the centurion whose servant was sick. And he said to Jesus, and this is one of the things that Jesus marveled at. He said to him, speak the word only and your servant will be healed. Well, we're going to speak the word. We're going to speak the word over this. We've made some progress on it, but we need to make more progress on it. We need to get to the place we don't have to wear masks anymore. We need to get to the place. We need to get to the place where we can sit together again. We need to get to the place. And this is one of the things, reasons I'm doing this. This mask thing is going right up to the first day of the Southwest Believers Convention. I believe that when by the time we get to the Southwest Believers Convention, we are going to see major change take place. And in the spirit, we are an angry mob that is running the devil out of our territory. So the things that we're doing here today, you need to do that at home. You need to apply these same things at home. Terry and I live this way. We operate this way. We have been ramping up the word of God at home. We are listening to it all the time. All the time. I was working in my study this morning. Got up at 5 o'clock, went up there. And then after I finished this, I put on a message. I started listening. I had it on my phone, put it in my robe pocket, going downstairs, walking down into the bedroom. I mean, preaching, going on. And feeding on that. You've got to feed on this. You've got to get to the place where the word that's going on the inside of you and the word that's coming out of your mouth, it is affecting a major, major change in your attitude. You cannot be beat up over this thing. You cannot be depressed over it. You cannot be upset or discouraged over it. Where businesses are concerned, I am speaking over the businesses right now of Eagle Mountain International Church. And I'm saying our businesses are thriving. They're not shutting down. They're not closing down. Employment is going up. One of the things, Pastor Terry, come stand with me up here. One of the things that has so blessed me about the tent meeting that we had was all of the different companies that we hired to help us accomplish that. And I was thinking about how we have been able to stimulate the market. And now there are people that have no... We got calls from the fireworks company. You know the fireworks that we showed out here? And they called us. They kept calling us. They said, are you sure you're going to show them? Are you sure you're going to continue? Are you sure you're going to use us? Why? Because nobody was hiring them. And Kenneth Copeland Ministries hired them. Kenneth Copeland Ministries hired a company to put up a tent. Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And so the market... The food trucks... All of the food trucks.
The screens that we rented, it was one thing right after the other. Some of them had just, one I know of, had just gone into business right before the COVID thing hit. And this just helped them make it.
I was, Les? This may be the first time you've ever been shouted at from the platform. Les is our photographer. He has his own company. And you and I were talking. Yes, give him a great hand.
You know, sometime I'd like to just show some of his photographs. A lot of you who watch social media, some of those are his. It's just
And Les, you and I were talking just a few days ago about the fact how much you appreciated the ministry bringing you in and helping you through this time. I'm not sure if anybody else has been hiring. It started back. I was thinking about you this morning. And before you go, I've got money I need to give you. So I need to bless you. But that's what the church is supposed to do. We are supposed to stimulate the market. We are supposed to have direct effect on the economy. On the economy. So here we go. Are you ready with your faith?
Amen.
Are you ready to make declaration?
Amen.
Here we go. According to the words of God.
According to the words of God.
We maintain our stand of faith.
We maintain our stand of faith.
Over COVID-19.
Over COVID-19.
We take dominion.
We take dominion.
And complete authority.
And complete authority.
Over coronavirus.
Over coronavirus.
We are redeemed.
We are redeemed.
From the curse of plagues.
From the curse of plagues.
We walk in the blessing of Abraham.
We walk in the blessing of Abraham.
We have been given.
We have been given.
The name.
The name.
Which is above every name.
Which is above every name.
Coronavirus.
Coronavirus.
Bow your knee.
Bow your knee.
To the name of Jesus.
To the name of Jesus.
Coronavirus.
Coronavirus.
We command you.
We command you.
Cease and desist.
Cease and desist.
Now.
Now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
According to Revelation 12:11.
According to Revelation 12:11.
We overcome COVID-19.
We overcome COVID-19.
By the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
And the word of our testimony.
And the word of our testimony.
According to 1 John 5:4.
According to 1 John 5:4.
This is the victory.
This is the victory.
That overcomes COVID-19.
That overcomes COVID-19.
That overcomes everything.
That overcomes everything.
That we face in our lives.
We face in our lives.
Even our faith.
Even our faith.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The blood of the Lamb.
The blood of the Lamb.
And the word of God.
And the word of God.
We declare it so.
We declare it so.
COVID-19.
COVID-19.
Get out of this city.
Get out of this city.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now come on, praise God, everybody. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor, in between services today, Captain Amos, I believe you're still here. Did I see you somewhere? Captain Amos standing over here. He reminded me that in World War II, remember the battle for Iwo Jima, little island? And the thing of it is that island didn't seem like much. There wasn't a lot to it size-wise. It's out in the middle of the ocean. And yet it became a crucial ground. And both sides were fighting for it, U.S. against Japan. And in that battle, they made declaration, we made declaration, our military, that we will take this island in 4 days. They made it to the top of Mount, Suribachi, I believe is right. And that's where you see the famous picture of them planting the flag.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was 1 month. 1 month more of standing and fighting a vicious fight to hold on to the victory that they had gained. And that month was bloodier and harder than the victory that was took more lives. And it was one of the bloodiest battles of the Pacific and one of the longest, hardest fought battles of the Pacific. But it was so significant, both geographically, but it was significant spiritually. So significant spiritually. And it took ground that they never let go of.
That's right.
So in our standing, having done all to stand, we stand.
Yeah, we stand.
We're not going to be ninnies about it. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
And I'll say something to those of you that can be in church. We are thankful we can be. Yes. Nobody's told us we can't be. And so we're going to be. Yes. And Aubrey said to her children this week, she said, children, what did it cost us to go to the tent meeting? She said, you know what? It was hot. That's what it cost us to go. But there were people that can't go to church. There were people that drove from all parts of the United States with being quarantined when they get home for coming because they had to get in the presence of other believers and the presence of faith and having done all to stand. So bless God, put your mask on and come to church. Come to church. Come to church. Well, but I thought if you believe, Pastor Terry, why do you wear a mask? Because not everybody around me believes. And if I can be in faith and not cause them to back up and stand in a place of, hey, that mask, that is not my defense. If you make it your defense, you're in trouble anyway. But neither is it in my way.
Hallelujah. Father, I pray over the children of this church, our children, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren.
Oh,
devil, you cannot touch them.
No.
You cannot
will not
touch them. In the name of Jesus, we hold them before you right now. And there, we plead the blood of Jesus over our children. A wall that surrounds them, a covering that is over them. And thank you, Lord, for their protection in the name of Jesus. Praise God.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Jesus.
So, before we go, if there's anyone that needs prayer for anything, if you want to know Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, if you want to be filled with God's Holy Spirit, if you want to be baptized in water, if you want to have prayer for your finances or healing, whatever it is, Pastor Brian, give them the instructions.
Yes, we have Altar Care Team right over here, Classroom 104. They're ready to pray with you to see God's manifest power come to life. If you're a guest that came because of the rally, we want to pray with you before you leave. So come right over here. Our team will be waiting on you.
Praise God. Thank you so much. And Pastor Gene, after we dismiss, you'll give us instructions on how to properly dismiss today. All right, say I'm strong in the Lord.
I am strong in the Lord.
And in the power of His might.
And in the power of His might.
I stand my ground.
I stand my ground.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And I say that Jesus
is Lord.
Give God praise, everyone.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Pastor Gene, come.